KSL News Time coming up on 8:59. Let's see if this is warranted for emergency traffic anymore. Triple team traffic. Andy, how we doing?
We're winding up. We're finally winding up. Took the entire morning, but southbound I-15 in Davis County almost clear. Still have a few brake lights. Unfortunately, those of you who are just coming up on I-15 in Layton, you're going to see slowdowns to just past the Kaysville exit. Then you'll see some backups prior to 215 in North Salt Lake. That's leftover people who've been stuck in northern Davis County all day. And Highway 89 still backed up for a couple blocks before 200 North, in Kaysville, Len Thomas.
Well, it is starting to look quite a bit better as you head northbound I-15 over the Point of the Mountain in good shape. Still some slowing, Draper through Sandy, but it is just only about 5 minutes to get through that stretch. And then you're in good shape till South Salt Lake, where you got a little bit of overflow going on there up to all the way up to 2300 North Warm Springs Road. Heather?
We now have two lanes open, eastbound I-80 at 1300 East. The left lane remains closed, and you have stop traffic from State Street to 13th East. Check engine light on. More than 50% of time, it's nothing major. Get it checked for free at AAMCO. Their trained professionals can help. Go AAMCO, AAMCO. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.